Call the October 22nd, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Mr. Zenner, were there any changes to the agenda?
No, there were not, ma'am. What would you like to call roll first?
Oh, roll would be good. Yes.
No surprises. Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Go back to her.
Commissioner Rushing?
Here.
Commissioner Russell?
Here.
Commissioner Tui?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
I'm here. Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Back to the agenda. Mr. Zenner, any changes to the agenda?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Thank you.
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Second by Mr. Stanton. I'll take a thumbs up on the agenda. Looks unanimous.
And before you move on, Ms. Lowe, so the record reflects Ms. Galway Jones has arrived.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Everyone should have gotten a copy of the October 8th, 2020 regular meeting minutes. Were there any changes or edits to those minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from October 8th, 2020.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton.
Second.
Second by Ms. Russell. Take a thumbs up approval on the meeting minutes. Looks unanimous. Are you abstaining, Mr. McMahon?
No. Did you not see my thumb, Commissioner Lowe?
Were you present on the...
thank you. Yes, I am abstaining.
All right. One abstention. That takes us to the subdivisions and public hearings. Case 189-2020, a request by Crockett Engineering on behalf of Alpha Phi House Corporation Board, University of Missouri, for a one-lot consolidation replat to be known as Alpha Phi Subdivision Replat and a design adjustment to waive additional right-of-way dedication requirements along the parcel's Providence Road frontage. The subject part are platted as Lot 1, Alpha Phi Subdivision, and Lot 22, LaGrange Place, addressed as 906 and 912 South Providence Road, respectively. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a 0.87-acre one-lot consolidation plat. We sent early notification postcards to 20 adjacent property owners. Those were sent on September 18th. I also sent property owner letters to those same 20 folks. We advertised in the Tribune on October 6th. I also want to note that I received two phone calls with questions about this case. The only concern was from one of the renters at 912 South Providence when the sign went out in the yard. I explained that the property owner was the reason behind the sign, and that seemed to address his concerns. The other call was from a neighboring property owner just kind of wanting to know the construction schedule and what was going on. So I haven't seen plans directly yet, but we are aware that there is going to be a proposed reconstructed Alpha Phi sorority house on the what was three parcels, got subdivided back and down into two in 2017, then adding an additional lot. So on the former three, we would have one lot for the sorority house. So lot 22 of LaGrange Place, which is the southernmost lot, was platted in 2010. Formerly two northern lots, now one lot, was subdivided in 2017. I think that becomes important later on in the conversation. That subdivision plat was submitted prior to and adopted prior to the adoption of the UDC. So that 2017 Alpha Phi subdivision did provide three additional feet of right-of-way for Curtis. This plat provides the additional two that is needed to provide the 25-foot half-width for a local street. This new Alpha Phi subdivision plat also shows the dedication of the required 10-foot utility easements along both Providence and Curtis Avenue, as well as some previously dedicated utility easements as well. So in terms of the subdivision plat, with the exception of the one design adjustment that I'll go over here in detail in a moment, we do believe that the plat meets all requirements of the UDC in terms of the requirements for showing utility easements, dedicating utility easements, and that right-of-way dedication that's required on Curtis Street. The applicant this evening is requesting a design adjustment to waive the required dedication of an additional 17 and a half feet on the Providence Road frontage. So Providence is a major arterial. The minimum standard would be a 53-foot half width to provide 106 full corridor. It's currently 35 and a half, so the math there would be 17 and a half is required. So going back to that previous Alpha Phi subdivision plat, this new plat before you does show the exact same right-of-way profile on Providence. So the applicant has noted in their request, you know, that they are seeking exactly what was provided 3 years ago. They also mentioned that the property to the direct north, which is another sorority house, I believe it's maybe the Delta Gamma house, has a significantly closer profile. That property was not required to replat for redevelopment. And so they have concerns that if this property is forced to give the right-of-way and then effectively moves the property line back, and I think that they note that it was 15% of the lot depth, that there may be some issues in terms of the frontage along Providence being irregular. We also note in our evaluation in the staff report that there are some challenges to improving Providence that the commission may want to take into factor when considering the design adjustment. Specifically, this is a mid-block location. The university owns quite a bit of frontage to the south of this property at the stadium intersection, which might be challenging if there were improvements in the future to acquire. Also, there have been a lot of intersection improvements, so the Bingham and Turner intersections have been recently improved, and those improvements are completed. So we do see that there are some interesting site-specific factors for your consideration, and there would be some challenges in the future to making improvements. But we also note that despite the challenges, not getting the right-of-way now, if we supported the design adjustment request, would make it even more challenging in the future to make any improvements, not just for automobiles, but for pedestrians as well, because we use that entire right-of-way corridor to provide sidewalks, bike lanes, not just driving lanes. So these are some of the factors that you may want to consider when rendering your recommendation to the City Council. So looking through the criteria of Section 29.5.2b9 of the UDC, which talks about the applicability of granting a design adjustment, overall we don't believe that we can support this request given that criteria. I also note in the staff report that Providence is a MoDOT facility. Really, since the adoption of the UDC, we've been taking a longer lens and a different philosophical stance than we did in the past on reserving that right-of-way for future use. Irregardless if it's a city facility or if it's a MoDOT facility, we are now holding to the standard of the UDC for right-of-way acquisition. In the past, we would kind of defer to what MoDOT might say or think, but now we're taking the stance that we recognize that as times change over time, it is possible that we may potentially have maintenance or ownership requirements of the roadway in the future, and now would be the time to get that right-of-way for the public good. So I did want to note that that is a little bit of a change since the 2017 plat for a portion of this property was approved and did not require the 17.5-foot dedication at that time, why we've changed our stance since then, even though this is a MoDOT facility. I did send 4 emails to MoDOT just asking for their comments on this case, and I have not yet received a response, but I'm hoping to. So this evening, we're providing the following recommendations. We are recommending denial of the design adjustment to waive the required additional right-of-way dedication on Providence. And because we are recommending denial of the plat does not show that dedication of right-of-way. We do recommend denial of the proposed final plat as well. Alternatively, if the commission were to support the requested design adjustment, the plat as it is presented could be recommended for approval.
Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Before we move on to commissioner questions of staff, I'd like to ask any commissioner who has had any expertise related to this case to please share that with us now so all commissioners have the benefit of the information on behalf of this case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public comments. If anyone has any public comments they would like to share in this case, please give your name and address for the record. You will be limited to 3 minutes. The red light will flash when your time is up. If you're speaking for a group, we will permit you to have 6 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Phoebe Lamar. I have offices at 111 South 9th Street. I'm here this evening on behalf of Alpha Phi House Corporation Board. As you know, they're requesting approval of a replat of the property on Providence Road between Kentucky and Burnham. The replat combines what are currently two separate lots into a single lot. I'd also like to point out that the second lot that's being requested to combine is actually designed for parking in order to address parking issues. And that was the sole reason for purchasing it, which occurred after the 2017 replat. But by doing what we're proposing to do and denying the design adjustment, we're in fact penalizing the Alpha Phi House for trying to comply with parking issue and address parking issues that may at some point come up. At this stage, many of the fraternities and sororities are in the process of updating and or replacing their houses in order to comply with city ordinances. Alpha Phi is similarly attempting to construct a new house in order to maintain their active presence on campus and in the community. The long and short of the request is that there is no logistically feasible way to do this project and make the upgrades and updates that will allow for the sorority to continue to remain viable without the design adjustment that's required. It is important to note that the contemplated plan will not include variances in the amount of parking to be provided, nor will there will be anything requested for the height of the building or other visual changes to the building. The analysis required by the city's ordinances in determining whether to grant this design adjustment requires us to look at certain factors. The design adjustment is completely consistent with the city's adopted comprehensive plan. The use is precisely what is contemplated in this location and which can't be accomplished without the design adjustment. MoDOT actually acknowledges in the email that you're currently seeing on your screen that there are no plans to expand Providence in this location and that no additional right-of-way is needed. Moreover, as you can see on the diagram that is now on their screen, there would be no way to use any additional right-of-way in this location given the amount of right-of-way that's to the north and the south of the lot. And as you can see, the right-of-way on either end of this property is exactly what we're proposing to do with the design adjustment that's requested. There is nothing more dangerous or difficult for automobiles, bicycles, or pedestrians by granting of this design variance. And in fact, the sidewalks that are in this location were just recently expanded and have been completed by the state. The properties on either side of this one have exactly the same amount of right-of-way. The lot would not make anything, refusing to grant the design adjustment would not make anything safer than what we currently have. The design adjustment is necessary precisely because my client is trying to do what we say we want to encourage in Columbia, which is to provide infill and to keep students on campus. The site is narrow, as are most of the properties in this area. There's nowhere to expand or reconfigure the lot because it is surrounded on all sides with other similar properties. The narrowness of the lot is unique to the downtown area and not a result of anything my client caused. And the request for the design adjustment will not result in the elimination of any improvements required or other similarly situated developments. Rather, we're requesting a design adjustment similar to what other similarly situated developments have been granted. For example, the property at the corner of Burnham and Providence requested the same adjustment, and the request was granted. Similarly, a request was made to construct a Raising Cane's north of this site, and it was granted in order to allow for construction on the site. And when the Columbia Housing Authority made a similar request, that request was also granted. I would also point out that I believe all three of these requests were made after the UDC was adopted. Finally, if this request were going to negatively impact public health and safety, MoDOT would surely have objected to the proposal and instead has specifically stated that additional right-of-way is unnecessary. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. I also have with me this evening to speak Lisa Uphoff, who is here on behalf of Alpha Phi. In addition, I have Michael Chiodini, who's the architect on this project and, in fact, designed the very room that we're sitting in, and also Tim Crockett, who's with Crockett Engineering. I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Ms. Lamar. Are there any questions for the speaker? I see none. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to leave it on if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, great. My name's Lisa Uphoff. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Sorry to have my back to all of you, but I'm going to face forward. And I'm a House Corporation board member for Alpha Phi.
Lisa, can we have your address for the record?
Yeah, 2459 Indian Tree Circle, Wildwood, Missouri, 63038.
Thank you.
My name is Lisa Uphoff. I'm a proud MU alum, a proud Alpha Phi alum, and a current House Corporation board member. Our House Corporation board owns and manages the Alpha Phi Chapter House. We are charged with maintaining the property as well as hiring and managing all staff. Alpha Phi has been on the University of Missouri campus for 110 years. 97 of those years have been at 906 South Providence, the big white house on Providence. It is with much thought and consideration that we have gotten to this place of rebuilding our facility. We have spent the last 5 years doing feasibility studies for additions and remodels to be absolutely certain we made the right decision. We've watched almost every other sorority do the same. Currently, our chapter includes 251 collegiate members. We sleep 75 members, 25 of which are in the annex behind our building. Our facility is not adequate to accommodate chapter meetings. We have spent thousands of dollars renting classrooms and hotel meeting rooms. COVID has made the small spaces especially problematic. Our facility has HVAC and plumbing problems, symptomatic of antiquated systems. We have constant water mitigation issues in the basement, presenting mold issues. And we consider the annex to be a safety issue and need to get all the girls under one roof. All of these issues, paired with our feasibility studies, have gotten us to this place. In the new chapter house, built in the likeness of the current house, will still be the big white house on Providence. It will provide lodging for approximately 15% more members, all under one roof. It will have enough room for the entire chapter to meet and study. It will have current mechanical, electrical, plumbing systems, making us more energy efficient. It will have modern Wi-Fi. Needless to say, we're very excited now that we've gotten this far. We stand before you today because we've encountered a stumbling block to our progress. Having watched our neighbor to the north, Delta Gamma, tear down and build new, I was personally witness to their variance requests and struggles with certain issues, namely parking. The city's one space for every two occupants regulation is tough to achieve in an urban environment like Greektown. Knowing that, we, Alpha Phi House Corps Board, purchased the property to our immediate south for nearly $750,000 so we could meet the city's parking requirements. The irony is that in trying to do what is right, we have gotten ourselves into a platting situation that puts our entire project in jeopardy. Simply trying to plat our two properties into one has subjected Alpha Phi to an 18-foot right-of-way easement that our neighbor, Delta Gamma, was not required to provide, simply because they did not have to replat. The right-of-way renders our property building area so shallow that our proposed design would not work. The right-of-way is also not practical because Delta Gamma was granted a variance to build their front porch over the front building setback. They are currently built into that 18-foot right-of-way. Taking the right-of-way from DG would require taking their house. Taking the right-of-way would also require rebuilding the brand new intersection at Burnham. Taking an Alpha Phi right-of-way and not taking Delta Gamma's right-of-way would result in Providence widening at Alpha Phi and immediately narrowing at Delta Gamma Burnham. Respectfully, Alpha Phi House Corps Board requests that the 18-foot right-of-way be waived. Out of fairness that Delta Gamma was not required to provide the same, Alpha Phi would like to continue our legacy at MU for another 100 years as the big white house on Providence. Will you help us? Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions for this speaker? I see none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers on this case? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioner discussion. Mr. McMahon.
I would thank the public for both of those presentations. Particularly the last one was very informative. I didn't know all those specifics. The three properties were mentioned on Providence. If we recall that didn't have to surrender the right-of-way, this commission may recall specifically with the Housing Authority and with Raising Cane, this body rejected their requests, and council overturned us, which is their prerogative. I just want to put that out there. I'll hold my water for...
Any additional comments? Mr. Stanton.
I was going to reflect what Mr. McMahon said. These decisions come back to roost. We didn't support it, but the argument is there. Yeah.
Ready to make a motion?
Well, I can. Well, no, not yet.
Let him.
I don't want to.
Ms. Russell, was that a...
Okay. That means I have to read it.
Oh. She doesn't have her glasses.
I can do it. In the case of 189-2020, I move to approve the design adjustment to section 29(1)(c)(4) to waive the required additional right-of-way and approve the proposed final plat.
Second.
Second.
If I can have two separate votes, please.
Okay. Then just... I move to approve the design adjustment.
All right. So second on...
I'll second.
Well, second, Ms. Rushing, second on the design adjustment. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Mr. McMahon.
Although I led the charge against the design adjustments further north of there, both of those situations in general had other options and other places to go. These folks, I've been on that lot. I walk by the lot when I go to the football game. I use the new sidewalk. They've got nowhere to go. So I just want to say I will be breaking with my precedent, and I will be voting for the design adjustment because there's just nothing else they can do.
Any additional? Ms. Galway-Jones?
I just want to express I'm sympathetic to that, except that as we heard in the staff report, this is also what you would use if you wanted a broader sidewalk through there. And I hear what they're saying about everything else, but once that right-of-way is gone, we cannot get it back. It is gone for the foreseeable future. And so I have a very hard time giving that right-of-way away ever, especially when it sounds like they could build on the same footprint, but they want to expand. And so I don't see a good reason even here to give away the only chance we've got to have a good right-of-way there.
Ms. Carroll, did you have a comment?
Likewise, I understand the situation, and yet if I didn't approve of the Housing Authority taking the right-of-way, I don't feel that I can in this context either.
Any additional comments? If not, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Mr. Stanton?
No.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
No.
Commissioner Russing?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
No.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
No.
My vote is no. Commissioner Lowe?
No.
Commissioner McMahon?
Point of order. Which motion are we voting on?
The right-of-way
adjustment.
The design adjustment.
Design adjustment only.
Yes.
We have six votes to approve. Six no votes and three yes. The motion is denied.
The recommendation for denial will be forwarded. Since this is denied,
you will need to take action. The reason I asked you to separate the vote is specifically due to the way that items like this are presented to City Council. With any platting action that has a design adjustment associated with it, there is a separate design adjustment staff report, and then there is a corresponding platting action report. So, as the staff report and recommendation state, should the design adjustment have failed, the plat would have to be recommended for disapproval because it is not in compliance with the UDC. So with that piece of information, the motion that Ms. Russell made in regards to approving the plat is still on the floor, and that would be a motion now that would need to be voted upon. It is in the affirmative. Therefore, a vote of no is to deny the plat.
Do you need to set me to say a separate motion for that?
No, I think the, unless our court reporter would like it stated separately, but there was a motion.
I can do it separately.
Go ahead if you'd like that.
On case 189-2020, I move to deny the proposed final plat, given it is not compliance with the provisions of the UDC.
Second.
Second by Mr. Stanton.
So a vote of yes is to deny the plat. A vote of no would be to approve it.
Mr. McMahon?
Commissioner Russell, would you entertain?
Yeah, let me change
an
that.
Amendment.
Move to approve all of that.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. The revision seconded by Mr. McMahon.
That's just to be clarified, in the matter of case 189-2020, the replat as proposed by Alpha Phi, you move to approve. And we're on the same.
And I don't have my glasses, so okay. I'm really working out here.
I think I just covered you there. I think I got that.
All right. Motion on the floor. Any further discussion on that motion? If not, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Stanton?
No.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
No.
Commissioner Rushing?
No.
Commissioner Russell?
No.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
No.
My vote is no. Commissioner Lowe?
No.
Commissioner McMahon?
No.
There are 8 votes to deny and 1 to approve. The motion is denied.
Recommendation for denial will be forwarded to City Council.
And given that the item was denied in both instances by a majority, 75% majority of the commission, this item will appear under old business on the City Council agenda, affording the applicant an opportunity to address Council during second read.
This brings us to public hearings. Case 190-2020, a request by Anderson Engineering on behalf of P1316 LLC, for approval of a new PD plan development plan on Lot 6 of Discovery Park Plat 2B, which is currently improved with a stormwater management facility to include landscaping, walking paths, and seating areas on the lot to be known as Discovery Park Subdivision Plat 2B, Lot 6 PD plan. The site is located approximately 400 feet southwest of the roundabout at Nocana Parkway and Kentsfield Lane Private. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a request for a new PD plan on an existing lot within Discovery Park subdivision. Since it is a new PD plan, it was it was advertised as a public hearing. Advanced public info postcards were sent, and it was advertised on the 6th of this month. This is the overall plan. It's an existing stormwater lot. That's all that's on it currently. The plan would be to add some pedestrian facilities, a walking trail, benches, lights, landscaping. It's been reviewed by staff. There's no issues with that. Continue operating a stormwater management role, and it'll be accessible to the surrounding residential properties. So with that, it's pretty straightforward, so we're recommending approval of that, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Welcome.
Before we move to commissioner questions, I'd like to ask any commissioner who has had any expertise related to this case prior to this meeting to share that with the rest of the commission so all commissioners have the same information before us. See none. Oh, Mr. Stanton.
Just to keep consistent, I've done a lot of work out there at the company I'm with, so I'm just going to keep it consistent and accuse myself in this case.
Understood. Thank you. Mr. McMahon.
If you were done with the recusal phase, I have a question for our planner, if we're at the
All right,
juncture.
Let me wrap that
All
up.
Right.
I see none. Questions for Mr. Smith. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. Mr. Smith, do you know if these are just walkways, so to speak. Do you know of any other amenities that are going out there in the future? I'm just kind of wondering what's there's not a whole lot that could be done given the property. I understand that, but I just and I do love the double use, you know, when we can do that. I was just wondering if there was anything else coming down the pike, so to speak,
on this specific lot. Not that I'm aware of. Everything that's meant to be improved out there is, I think, included on the plan, so it's really just the walkway, benches. I think some site lighting, it would be part of that as well. And some connections that are shown on there too to potential walkway connections to the residential properties that are adjacent to it.
Okay. All right. I just wondered. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any additional questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll open up the floor to public comment. If anyone has any public comments they'd like to share with the commission, please come up and give your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Tom Wooten with Anderson Engineering, 4240 Phillips Farm Road in Columbia. And as Mr. Smith said, this is pretty straightforward what we're wanting to do out here. So just can answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions for this speaker? None. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commission discussion. Oh, any other speakers? If not, we'll close public comment, commission discussion. Mr. McMahon.
If none of my fellow commissioners have any questions or comments at this time, I'd like to make a motion. The matter of case 1902020, an amendment to the PD plan for Discovery Park subdivision, I move to approve.
Second.
Second by Ms. Russell. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Gawe Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
The vote is 7 to approve. The motion is carried. Sorry, 8 to approve. My math is off.
And one abstention.
And one abstention.
Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That is the conclusion of our cases for this evening. Any additional public comments? If there aren't, any staff comments?
Yes, your next meeting will be November 5th, and on that agenda we have several items. There are four, actually, that will be coming up. So your upcoming agenda for the November 5th meeting includes one preliminary plat. This is the State Farm property. There is a corresponding final plat that is being reviewed concurrently with this, and it is proposed to divide the property into a 24-acre parcel out on the corner of Providence Road in Southampton, with the balance of the tract incorporating the existing insurance building that is there today, the State Farm building itself, on the remainder. There are three public hearings, two of which deal with annexation requests. Yes, two of which deal with annexation requests, and one which is a rezoning from R1 to PD up off of Northridge Drive. That is for the purposes of basically defining or restricting the uses on the property to address neighborhood concerns that arose as a part of a development proposal that would be for residential housing, more affordable residential housing. And then the remaining two projects, as I indicated, are both annexation, permanent zoning associated with annexation requests, one up of North Lake of the Woods, and that is from County RS to City R1, and we also have a corresponding development plan associated with that. And then we have a rezoning request just west of the intersection of Bethel on West Old Plank, which is currently a request from County RM. For some odd reason, I have the wrong reference there. County RM to City RMF. I apologize for that. Must have gotten stopped in the middle of doing something today. But those are your cases. The maps are correct, which are on the next slide, so we can familiarize ourselves with the areas. The State Farm property, our property up off of North Lake of the Woods, if I'm correct. Off of Northridge, with a small subdivision there that's in between some existing single-family residential development proposed to be PD. And then our next two slides, obviously, are the project off of North Lake of the Woods, residential development, RS to R1, and then our development off of West Old Plank, which is the other annexation request of roughly a 3.5-acre tract of land just north of the Brookside project, which you can see in the south and to the west. Those are your cases for our regular November 5 meeting. This evening during our work session, maybe to your chagrin, maybe to your appreciation, we have discussed in the allotted time that we had the Commission's concerns associated with the short-term rental ordinance that is pending before City Council. We will not be bringing that item back at the November 5th meeting. We will be moving on to other topics. Staff will summarize the Commission's concerns based on the last two work sessions that we've had, prepare a report for City Council so they have that in advance of their December 7th meeting, and we will wait Council's action following December 7. So we appreciate your time, your effort, very challenging discussion that we have had. We may not be done. So I will bring you back the good news, hopefully, or the bad, depending on how you look at it, later in the year, if not the beginning of the new year. So expect maybe a gift. But we will be dealing with, probably over the course of the next several meetings, some of our survey response data as it relates to the comprehensive plan update in order to be able to deal with that. I also can tell you that we will be providing the calendar for the 2021 application submission deadlines for next year, so you all can plan your vacations accordingly, just like staff. And then we can continue to embark on some other, maybe more interesting topics that we need to take up. But again, thank you very much this evening for your time, your attention, and your service.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Any commissioner comments? Mr. McMahon, a short one.
I have
a
real quick staff question.
Yes.
Just Mr. Zenner, that Northridge project, have we seen that before?
No, you have not, sir.
Okay, that's fine. Never mind. Please go on, Mr. Stanton.
Mr. Zenner made me feel bad at the last commission meeting about not giving words of wisdom at the end, so I'm going to keep it short. Vote, 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 vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton.
I'll second that motion.
I'm going to add as soon as you can, so you don't have to stand in line for hours on November the 3rd. It's really easy. You just go up to the building next door.
Any other words of advice, Mr. McMahon?
If my commissioners have no other intense wisdom, I do not see any. And I'm sure there is, but I move to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Mr. Stanton. Thanks, everybody.